A farmer's time is valuable. That's why Blaine's Farm and Fleet has made shopping for your must-haves quick and easy. Simply order online at farmandfleet.com and pick up your items in just 1 hour in their convenient drive-thru. Or try Farm and Fleet same-day local delivery option.
1670 AM, The Zone. Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Partly sunny skies on the way for this Wednesday. Looks like we'll touch out around 69 degrees. Good possibility we're going to pick up some rain activity, maybe into the afternoon, evening hours, overnight lows down to 50 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy and 56. Friday, cloudy skies and 52. Weather details coming up with Stu Muck in about 15 minutes. How you doing, everybody? Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Youngke. So glad you're along for the ride. A couple different harvest updates coming your way this morning. Wisconsin farmers trying to capitalize on every dry day they can get. So far, it looks like our corn and soybean harvest are moving along at a good pace. Talked about it yesterday with Dr. Joe Lauer, University Extension corn specialist, and he's got some suggestions for Wisconsin farmers already looking ahead to next year. Boy, if you've filled up your car, your truck, your SUV lately, you know energy prices are going to be extremely high for planting of 2022. And we're also getting word that things like herbicides as well as fertilizer going to cost us quite a little bit more. Is there a way we can reduce some of those expenses? We'll talk with Dr. Lauer about that as the morning unfolds.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When we think of shipping our commodities overseas, we think of New Orleans, we think of Los Angeles, ports like that. But there are some going to be closer to home. Bob Bosol here at the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire. And down in the port of Milwaukee, Stephanie, I understand there's going to be some activity regarding agriculture in the very near future.
That's right, Bob. The largest city in Wisconsin will be home to a new agriculture maritime facility. I'm Stephanie Huff from the southern end of the world's longest barn here in Madison. Port Milwaukee and the DeLong Company have broken ground on this new export facility. It's a $35 million project. That's a large price tag, but money has come in from federal, state, and the local level to get this project done. The reason it's gotten so much enthusiasm from public officials is that the new facility will connect Wisconsin agriculture with new world markets. And so once this thing is built, it will be one of the first in the Great Lakes system to handle dried distillers grains. So DDGs are an animal feed supplement and byproduct of ethanol, something we're familiar with here in Wisconsin. And then future service at this place will also include exporting Wisconsin-grown soybeans, corn, and grain. So I talked to Bo DeLong, the vice president at the DeLong Company. He says once this thing is done, this project will offer Wisconsin agriculture the ability to reach new markets with better logistical models.
We have been involved in the export business for a number of years, mainly with shipping containers. This will be our first venture into bulk vessels. We saw that there was a better economic model in exporting DDGs in particular to countries in Europe, the Mediterranean, Northern Africa. So that's basically what we looked at when we're making this investment.
Are you guys going to be digging the port deeper, or so there's more volume that can come in, or bigger boats? What will the projects look like?
Well, there won't be bigger boats because we're limited somewhat by the size of the locks in the St. Lawrence Seaway. But we hope to capture a lot of the boats that are currently coming in with other products, imports. We hope to capture those and fill them with agricultural products for export.
Will you be putting in, like, grain elevators, elevator legs?
Well, the first phase of the project is a receiving building with dump pits that can receive both by truck and rail. Then from there, the product will be conveyed into a storage building specifically made to handle DDGs that will be able to store up to 25,000 metric ton. And then from there, it'll go on to an ocean-going vessel.
is that stuff already coming in here? And will your guys' investment increase the volume? Or is this will be totally new to the Port of Milwaukee?
This is going to be totally new to the Port of Milwaukee. Actually, it's going to be new to the Great Lakes system in general. There hasn't been, this will be the first major investment for specifically an export facility that can handle DDGs. Most of your facilities that were built on the Great Lakes were over 50 to 70 years ago, and they were set up for grain. This will be the first one that can really handle bulk materials.
Who does this set us up against? Chicago or other port? Who's our competitor before, and who is it going to be now?
Well, our competitors were before. DDGs were taken by truck to the river system, barged down to New Orleans, and put on vessels there. So we're going to forego that total process, bring those into Milwaukee, load them on smaller vessels that can go through the St. Lawrence Seaway and go directly to the customer.
But this isn't going to totally eradicate trucking or rail, right? You still need them.
That is true. Some of this is going to be fed by rail, but a lot of it is it's closer for trucks to come from ethanol plants in Wisconsin coming to Milwaukee than it is the Illinois River. So we're hoping that we'll be able to increase our truck capacity by 50% coming to Milwaukee than it is going, you know, an extra 100 miles to the Illinois River.
So it's got DeLong's name on it. Is it just for the DeLong company, or will other companies like you able to use this facility once it's up?
Well, it's not just for the DeLong company. It's for ethanol plants within Wisconsin. Even though DeLong will be doing the exports, we're going to be purchasing from Wisconsin-based ethanol plants that are supplied by Wisconsin producers. But we'll be handling the exports ourselves.
So now give us a sense of scale of this Milwaukee port, how much volume that can come through here that makes it kind of significant.
Well, initially we're looking at between 150 and 200,000 metric ton a year. Now this can be scaled up to where we can do over double that, but initially that's what we're looking at.
Does it benefit more than just the grain industry?
Well, it'll benefit it'll benefit agriculture. It'll benefit the Port of Milwaukee through fees that we'll pay them. It'll benefit Wisconsin labor, Wisconsin logistics, and Wisconsin farmers.
Now that you will be able to do the distiller's grains, will it make it attractive? I don't know if distiller grains ever come with another product or something that they'll say, hey, since it's going there, let's send this stuff there too.
Well, initially we're just going to be able to load DDGs, but phase two of the project we're looking at being able to handle various grains and soybeans. So we'll be able to load boats partially full of DDGs and partially full of, let's say, soybeans, making it more attractive also.
Speaking of phase two, where is it going to go? What's the vision?
Well, the vision is to get phase one built and operating and then move on to phase two where we look at the grains. From there, it'll be just a question of how the economics work. You know, some years I'm sure the economics will be better out of the lakes and some years it won't be. But we're betting, and our research that we've done over the last 3 years has shown that we have a pretty good shot of making ourselves present in that market.
Do you have a timeline for this? Estimated completion date for phase one and phase two?
Well, phase one hopefully have completed by next summer, and we should be loading vessels with DDGs then. Phase two, that's going to take another year or 2 years. We want to get phase one operating first, and then we'll see how that goes and move on to phase two.
Making the decision for this project, what was response like from farmers and buyers?
Well, from farmers, it has been very good. We've been meeting with the last 2.5 years with potential buyers in Northern Africa, like I said, the Middle East, the Mediterranean, and Europe. And the numbers point that this is going to be a very viable project. Otherwise, we wouldn't have committed our resources and federal, state, and city funds toward it.
And I mean, it opens up markets that maybe we haven't been focusing on before, right?
That's absolutely right. Currently, right now, we do close to $1 billion a year in exports, primarily to Southeast Asia and China. This opens up entirely new markets that we haven't been able to reach. So that's why it's important for us, too.
That's Bo DeLong, the vice president of the DeLong Company. This export facility is the largest one-time investment in Port Milwaukee since the 1950s. I talked earlier about that public-private partnership in funding this project. Money for the facility comes from the U.S. and state departments of transportation, Port Milwaukee, and the DeLong Company. The Agricultural Maritime Export Facility is expected to be fully operational by April 2023, and that date coincides with the annual start of Port Milwaukee's shipping season. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we're known for doing one big thing: superior corn hybrids. Really, really well. But the truth is, it's only because we don't lose sight of all the little things. Wiffles Hybrids. Lots of little things done right.
Little things include a customer-first philosophy, more seed reps per region for more personal contact, active and involved leadership, no hidden agendas, unmatched quality assurance, popcorn deliveries to your combine, taking jobs personally, no confusing rebate programs, and a few post-harvest dinners. For a complete list of all the little things that makes Wiffles Hybrids different, please visit wiffles.com.
As a proud supporter of the pork industry, Compeer Financial sends a special thank you to producers during National Pork Month. Compeer recognizes the dedication it takes to produce safe and nutritious pork products for our nation and world, and is grateful to all the hardworking farmers and their families. Give your local Compeer team a call at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
Are you fairly fit but would love a little edge up? Are you entering middle age with a slowing metabolism and weak core? M-Sculpt may be your answer.
A skincare minute with skincare expert Michelle Neeson.
Rejuvenation Clinic of Sauk Prairie is proud to be one of the first clinics in the area to offer this new muscle-building technology called M-Sculpt. It's approved for building and toning abs, arms, butt, thighs, and calves. M-Sculpt works. One 30-minute treatment can be equivalent to 20,000 crunches or 20,000 squats. It's safe, effective, and painless with virtually no downtime. Sound too good to be true? Visit Rejuvenation Clinic of Sauk Prairie to learn more.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
View our specials at rejuvenationclinicofsaukprairie.com.
Here we use a lot of F words: food, fiber, and farming. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
I think things are getting a little fuzzy out there. We've been burning out the midnight oil for a lot of folks that are continuing the harvest in front of what was supposed to be a little rain. Let's find out about that weather forecast. Time for your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update, and our man Stu Muck joining us live this morning. I'm getting a lot of reports from folks that have been out way past dark trying to keep things rolling, and equal concern from those very same people to remind everybody about road safety. You know, the dark starts to creep up on us earlier than ever. And if you aren't paying attention, those blinking lights and all the toolbars we've got out there to try to warn you there's big equipment sharing the road with you, it can turn out to be tragic. I know Stan just told me there was another close call accident up in northeast Wisconsin yesterday. That's something, Stu, that we never should quit talking about, trying to be safe at this time of the year.
I absolutely, like you said, the equipment is very large and it covers a lot of the highway. And even though it's lit and everything's blinking and flashing, you know, late at night, you might find it a little confusing. You might miss what really is happening. We all need to be a little extra alert, no doubt. And we've been working hard for good reason, because there is some rain slowly trying to build in. I've got a few reports, La Crosse and Boston, a couple hundredths of an inch, about a hundredth of an inch from Madison up toward Juneau around Beaver Dam. Just not turning out to be much. But low pressure has been building in from the west. The low, I expect, is going to travel along the Minnesota-Iowa border today and in western Wisconsin and exit out of the northeast part of the state into the day tomorrow. Scattered showers, still very light rain. Some activity just already pushed through eastern Wisconsin up into the northeast part of the state. Some very light and scattered rain in south-central Minnesota into central part of Iowa, and that'll move up through as well. I still expect the heaviest rain to be from, about southern Minnesota into western, central, and northeast Wisconsin, where rain amounts in the half to even near one-inch range are a possibility. The rest of us not seeing that kind of activity. Rainfall a lot lighter, a couple of tenths of an inch, maybe a third of an inch. That might be about the most Oshkosh, Madison, Beaver Dam, Fond du Lac, in areas to the east and south. But in the west, Boston and La Crosse, you're still in that chance to add up to a half or even more, closer to an inch, the possibility. Storminess, not going to be as big of a deal. I'd say central Wisconsin could see some thunderstorms, maybe some hail, some strong winds. The rest of us is probably going to be talking about light rain, maybe having a rumble of thunder, and that would be about the extent. And then there's the bigger factor, not just that we're getting some rain, but the air is going to cool down, still staying mild, well above normal today, but cooling pretty quickly on toward Thursday and Friday, low 50s, even some upper 40s around. And then we talk about frost, and frost a possibility Friday morning, Saturday morning as well. If you've got something out in the garden still working, we've got some tomatoes still just starting to turn and some more peppers that pop out here as of late. I know they've got to be covered up as we start talking about Thursday night into Friday morning, and at least to get us through the week. Those temperatures do moderate slowly into next week, at least back up into the upper 50s and 60s. Believe it or not, that's back to above normal, even as we head to early next week, although a little rain possibility could squeak back around as we look toward later this weekend, Sunday, or just into the early part of next week as well. I'll have our forecast details right after this.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association works hard to share the voices of Wisconsin soybean growers at the state and national level, and you can become a member at badgerbean.com. Besides a voice in Washington, WSA members receive free seed, discounted event tickets and products, not to mention news on the latest in soybean research and technology. And being a member of the Wisconsin Soybean Association also makes you a member of the American Soybean Association. So join today at badgerbean.com and help the Wisconsin Soybean Association go to work for you.
Boost agriculture production in 2021 by optimizing operations with Focus on Energy.
Focus on Energy partners with Wisconsin utilities to offer farmers the resources to identify energy efficiency upgrades and cash incentives to make it happen.
Get started today by contacting your energy advisor. Call 888-623-2146 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, helping farmers grow since 2001.
Well, another stretch of dry weather, at least for a little while, huh, Stu? That's going to keep us burning those long days.
Well, we have to watch for that little rain to build on in here. Let's talk today about some sunshine as things start out, more clouds develop. And even at La Crosse, by late this morning and for the rest of us in the afternoon, showers, possibly a thunderstorm edging in, a tenth of an inch or two around as we make our way through the afternoon. Upper 60s, around 70 at for a high today. South winds at 5 to 10. More likely we see more clouds and some rain in the night. Showers, that possibility of a thunderstorm, the heavier rain from west central to northeast Wisconsin. Nighttime lows fall back to the upper 40s. South winds become west, even north late, about 5 to 10. Cloudy start for Thursday. A scattered shower still may linger. Otherwise, sunshine breaks through later in the day, but we stay a lot more clear and a lot cool down in the very low 50s or maybe an upper 40 in the west. North winds 5 to 15, gusting to 25. Could be a little frost around late Thursday night into early Friday. Partly sunny Friday, very low 50s for highs. The northwest winds at 5. Even Saturday, Pam, after a frosty start, low 50s, but a lot of sunshine. It should at least look pretty nice, if not be a little cool.
I'm a little surprised it's not cooler overnight. I looked up, and what do they call this? Isn't this the Hunter's Moon that we're looking at?
I believe you're on the Hunter's Moon. Yeah, it was shining bright in the kitchen window when I walked down in the dark. I sure know that.
Yeah, anytime that I can see the moon that clear, I just assume that's going to be another trigger for an overnight frost. I guess we'll wait and see. Catch up with you tomorrow, Stu. Thanks.
You bet. Have a great day.
Stu Muck is our ag meteorologist with the weather details you're looking for, brought to you this morning by Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compeer.com or your local Compeer office to find out more. Hey, and just another quick note as far as some of our growers are concerned. Don't forget, you need to take a look at your crop insurance options for those perennial crops, things like cranberries, grapes, tart cherries, apples. Remember that you have got to catch up with your crop insurance provider by November 20th for your 2022 crop year coverage. And remember, if you've already got a policy but you want to make some changes, that again is the date you need to keep in mind, November 20th. Check in with your crop insurance provider if you're one of those perennial crop providers looking for a little protection from the weather we just got done talking about.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
The landscape across the central Corn Belt is going through some changes. The old authorities are starting to fade, and today are being replaced by a more dedicated, harder-working, higher-performing seed corn company. One with a team of folks raised right here and ready to serve. Whoa, boy. Looks like there's a new sheriff in town. Wiffles Hybrids. Quite possibly the best hybrids you can buy.
Tom Spitz
and David Fink of Settlers Bank.
Freedom from fees means more to spend on what matters most.
Our fee-free e-checking lets you easily manage your money.
Our online and mobile banking with bill pay and person-to-person payments are all free.
Freedom is found in the money you keep.
Learn more at settlerswi.com/openmyaccount.
Settlers Bank, timely decisions, people you know.
Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Madison Police Department and Madison Area Crime Stoppers need your help with a commercial burglary investigation. On September 19th, officers responded to a burglar alarm at Tech Heroes in the 7400 block of Mineral Point Road. The glass front door had been shot out, and the suspect took a small amount of cash from the store. The suspect was wearing a black hoodie pulled up over their head and black sweatpants. The suspect also had a red lanyard around their neck. A similar incident previously occurred on September 9th at a business in the 1400 block of Emil Street. If you have any information regarding either of these incidents, please contact the Madison Police Department at 255-2345. If you wish to remain anonymous, please contact Madison Area Crime Stoppers at 266-6014 or on the web at p3tips.com. Individuals contacting Crime Stoppers can receive up to $1,000 in cash rewards for tips that lead to an arrest.
Landscape Envy? That's what you create when you add Kalani washed decorative stone to your landscape. Choose from our selection of multicolored stones for around trees, shrubs, and under decks. Plus, we offer gravel stone for walkways, driveways, and a base for patio bricks and retaining walls. Visit KalaniTopsoil.com. Or you can simply pick it up at our awesome processing plant. Kalani Topsoil.
Now that's good dirt.
And good-looking decorative stone.
Shopping for that special someone can be hard. You want to make sure that gift is perfect. Jewelry is always a great go-to because it lasts forever. Place to go? Goodman's Jewelers. They have the best prices, something for every budget. They have incredible quality jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, diamonds, engagement rings, traditional and modern styles, and you can customize your own. Something for a Badger Packer fan? Goodman's Jewelers has it. A true icon in Madison, the city's oldest full-service jewelry store, is your family. Goodman's Jewelers.
Educated Mortgage, the smartest way home. Call Dan, the mortgage man.
With the holidays coming up, it's always great to have some extra money for gifts, the family vacation you've all been waiting for, or home improvements. At Educated Mortgage, we can get that done for you with a cheap and easy refinance.
Educated Mortgage, the smartest way home. Call Dan, the mortgage man.
NMLS number 222652.
Huh. Nice. Hardwood floor. Or is it? Sounds like a floor. It's not squishy. That's good. Floors aren't supposed to squish. Goes wall to wall, like good floors do. And I'm walking all over it. Usually, a dead giveaway that it's a floor. But it's not a floor. This is a mattress. Charlie Heidel's for 52 days. People like Charlie are scattered all across Dane County. And because the need is there, so are we. This year, we'll supply nearly $400,000 in bedding, furniture, clothing, and household items to people like Charlie. Just one part of the more than $1.4 million in food, shelter, and other goods and services we provide. We're St. Vincent de Paul, helping our neighbors in need.
Monona Plumbing and Fire Protection, a name you can trust when service is a must.
Monona Plumbing and Fire Protection serves all of Dane County and the surrounding communities. And with our new location in Monroe, we also proudly serve all of Greene County. From installation, repairs, and maintenance to complete sewer and drain cleaning, we've got you covered. Visit MononaPFP.com.
Monona Plumbing and Fire Protection, a name you can trust when service is a must.
The New York Mets want him and want him bad. What did the Mets do yesterday, Roddy?
Well,
or the Brewers, I
Now, growing up, David Stearns was a Mets fan. He's from the New York area. And it makes sense, right? That was the team growing up. He could potentially want to be there. But he's under contract with the Milwaukee Brewers. So the New York Mets asked if they could speak to David Stearns. And the Milwaukee Brewers organization gave him the big old N-O, no.
They
do not have permission to speak to David Stearns. So I guess going into 2022, David Stearns will be in the last year of his contract with the Milwaukee Brewers. And we'll have to see what happens, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think happens here? He did sign an extension to stay in Milwaukee, says he likes Milwaukee, says he's building something in Milwaukee. Obviously, the Milwaukee Brewers have some foundations built here, especially with that young pitching staff and some of the other younger players that are on this roster for years to come. And what do you think plays out, I guess, over the next year? Because obviously the Milwaukee Brewers front office and ownership group saying, no, you can't talk to David Stearns, obviously doesn't mean that they're interested at all in potentially trading him. Because remember, there were some of those floating around in some of the Yahoo.coms and whatever bigger media sites for the New York teams. That's not going to happen.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going to...
It's more or less, does David Stearns want to stay in Milwaukee after next season?
Yeah. I think he wants to see... I feel like he would want to see these arms out, right? I mean, Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta, and this little nucleus you have going.
Now, David Stearns is still extremely young. He technically hasn't built anything into a winner. Like, you have... The guy that everyone kind of... Well, there's a couple of them. Billy Beane being one, since it's Moneyball.
Billy Beane, no.
But then there's a lot of people that are hoping that they could land the next Theo Epstein, the guy that says he doesn't like being anywhere for longer than a decade because it gets old, it gets bland. Well, he's also a guy that found ways to break the Boston curse,
so,
the Chicago curse, and didn't have to be there very long because he actually built it up, won a championship, and then says, all right, I'm moving on.
So David Stearns was denied by the Brewers brass of talking to the Mets. Billy Beane told the New York Mets no. And Ben Kenny, you just sent me a tweet. Ben, would you like to read the tweet, or should I do the honors?
I would love to.
Please, read the tweet.
The Mets are the Mets.
Read the tweet about the Mets you just sent me.
Joel Sherman tweeted that a report that the Mets have put former Pirates first baseman Dorian Boylan, who, by the way, I don't know who that is, on a growing short list led to a pleasant conversation with him. He said he had no interest in the job, however, because he is happy running his car dealerships.
So, what do I want to do? Be the GM of the New York Mets or run my car dealerships? I will side with the car dealership. There you go, Rowdy. Who wants to be with the Mets?
You look at what the Milwaukee Brewers have currently. You have Freddie Peralta. He's locked up through 2026 if you use the club options. You have Lauer, you have Hauser, you have Woodruff, you have Burns all locked up through 2024. I mean, Colton Wong, you have locked up through 2023. Josh Hader, 2023. Willie Adames, 2024. I believe Luis Urias is 2025. You have the majority of the even Rowdy Tellez is 2024. You have the majority of the arms and the young talent locked up till at least 2024. I think some of the only guys that you don't have locked up until then is Josh Hader, who's out after 2023, and Omar Narvaez, who's out after 2022. Pretty much everyone else, or the majority of players that are impact type players, whether it's arms or bats, are locked up from 2024 or later. So I have like a couple thoughts on this. I understand if David Stearns doesn't want to see this through. He grew up in the New York area. He's a huge Mets fan. That is his ideal team, that he wants to win a championship, and that's where he wants to be. It'd just be like all of us growing up being in the exact situation, but being with the Brewers.
Yeah.
It's basically Craig Counsell, but in the front office.
I would have brought the Brewers a championship by now.
But, I get it, right? The only thing that I think is nice, that if he does decide to move on after 2022, I think it's nice that we're talking about this type of foundation where you have the arms, you have young players.
For sure.
And let's not forget, we still have another year of David Stearns to see what he can do both this upcoming offseason and in next summer's draft. You're going to still get another year of David Stearns.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, rain starts to crawl into our forecast later this afternoon. 69 are expected high today. 50 are overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. 56 are expected high. The harvest is rolling on as weather allows. We're talking about it with Dr. Joe Lauer, University Extension Corn Specialist, on this Wednesday morning. I'm Pam Youngke. Now, from the Alcivia Farm News Desk, here's what's happening on the 20th day of October. So on this day, back in 1982, it's almost bittersweet. I almost hate to bring it up. On this day back in 1982, the Brewers were in the World Series. They played Game 7 against the St. Louis Cardinals in the Suds Series to be crowned Major League Baseball World Champions. By golly, and didn't it feel like we might have a chance at it this year? But that was back on this day in 1982. On this day in 1973, the Sydney Opera House opened its doors. That iconic building has been declared as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. It was designed by a Danish architect, and it cost over $100 million to build. Opened its doors on this day in 1973. On this day in 1968, Jacqueline Kennedy married Aristotle Onassis. And speaking of wedding anniversaries, congratulations to country music star Clint Black and his actress wife, Lisa Hartman. They got married on this day in 1991. They're still married, celebrating their 30th wedding anniversary today. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for me to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Auction Group. Remember that? STEFFES group.com. Ashley Hewen joining us. You know, Ashley, we talked last week about the unveiling of the Steffes Price Guide app, available now to the general public, a tool that you guys have been using within the Steffes Group, and now everybody can take a look at it. And, you know, in the past couple of days, I've really gotten a chance to kind of plink around on that. Wow, talk about saving time and saving money. I know that you had previously suggested that people could get your catalog. Boy, this really kind of displaces the need for that catalog, doesn't it?
Well, a little bit. You know, the catalog has what's coming up for sale, and the app is showing you all of the results. So one in front of the other, I guess, a little bit.
Yep.
But if you're any kind of a equipment nut like we are at Steffes, you're kind of watching the trends and you're saying, oh, wow, look at that. It's very strong. These prices are moving up on combines and four-wheel drives, and it's right there, right in front of you in real time.
You know, what's cool also is, as you mentioned last week, there's a couple years' worth of data here. This is pre-pandemic information.
Yeah, so there's 3 years of data in there, so you can really see what's happened in the last couple of years. And, you know, we're 1 year into better commodity prices and things like that. You can see that things are going up because of the shortage of new, and it's raised the prices of the used equipment market.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell them again how the Steffes Price Guide app was developed, Ashley. We talk about opportunity in an agriculture. If you've got a young person that's particularly technically driven, this is kind of a cool story of how it got put together.
Yeah, the reality is we had that information that was on our website, but you'd have to go back through each auction in the archive and really know what auction you had to go to find the piece you were looking for. And one of our young tech guys says, well, I can build you an app that can do that. So he literally, in a month's worth of time, built that on his own. We've been using it ever since internally within our company. I think it's great. And we really felt that now is the time that we just need to make this public available for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I'm just playing around with it. Every once in a while, I'll just pause for a couple minutes and start pushing something in there just to see what pops up. And it's, man, the list goes on and on. So if you're somebody that wants to make sure that you're kind of comparing apples to apples and make sure you know, like Ashley said, these are the prices that equipment actually sold for. Boy, you just want to have this app. And like we said, easy enough to do, folks. All you need to do is go to your Apple or Google Play Store platform and look for Steffes Price Group, and you'll find the app right there. 3 years worth of data on actual equipment sold at Steffes Auctions. You can search by year, by make, by model, by more. It tells you when it sold, where it sold, and what the final price was, as well as some details on the piece of equipment that sold. I mean, it must take darn near an army, Ashley, to enter all that stuff into the system. Or is that just routine information you're always garnishing?
Well, one thing we do pride ourselves is our descriptions of the equipment. It's just not year, make, and model. We've got all the options that are listed on there, so it's very detailed. And when you start seeing some price disparities, you just start looking at the description and realize, oh, well, this one brought more because of this option, and it had this, and it was four-wheel drive, and all the things that can go into what something's worth. It's right there in front of you. So, like I said, we pride ourselves on our descriptions.
Boy, and I'll tell you, you will notice it, folks. Just go ahead and download this app today. Brand new tool opportunity for you to make sure you're doing a very thorough job when it comes to searching for equipment. Steffes Price Group is what you want to look for on the Apple and Google Play Store platforms. And you can go to their website as well and learn more. SteffesGroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S Group.com. Ashley Hewen along with us. That brand new Steffes Price Guide app now available.
Join us as we continue our new monthly segment, The Gempler's Test Plot, only on the Midwest Farm Report with our partners at Gempler's. Aaron Zimmerman here, and this month I get the chance to try out Gempler's waterproof gear as I clean out and pressure wash the stock trailer. Tune in to see how Gempler's products help me get the job done right and stay dry. Since 1939, Wisconsin-based Gempler's has helped farmers, ranchers, and agriculturists get work done smarter, faster, and safer. Follow along at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Wisconsin farmers are already looking ahead to the growing season of 2022. Conversations are swirling about the escalated price of everything that we're going to need for spring inputs next year, including fuel. Dr. Joe Lauer, University Extension Corn Specialist, says he's got a couple suggestions on how farmers might pare back their energy bill. And one of those suggestions is reduce the amount of tillage that you're leaning on.
It just reduces the energy costs that you got out there. It has more water saved in the profile oftentimes for when the crop needs it. We've got a number of experiments that have been in place for years, and I think it's going to be one of those years where no-till is really going to shine. But that can reduce your energy costs, reduce your time in the field a little bit, and it's one thing to really consider, especially if you're rotating crops and rotating crops on land. If you're going corn to beans, for example, there's really not a lot of reason to do tillage. And likewise, soybeans and the corn residue, there isn't.
Dr. Joe Lauer, our University Extension Corn Specialist, will be talking more with Dr. Lauer before the end of the week. He's kind of almost done with his test plots across the state of Wisconsin. He's got some initial observations for us. Markets and overnight electronic trade are holding firm again this morning. Corn, beans, and wheat. December corn right now is up 3 at 5.33 and a quarter. November soybeans are currently 8 cents stronger at 12.36. The wheat for December is up a nickel at 7.41. July new crop wheat also up a nickel, 7.45 and three quarters. In the dairy complex yesterday, barrel cheese gained 3.25 cents at 181. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at 175, while AA butter actually dipped 2.75 cents lower to 177.25 per pound. Right now, as I look at my screens, November milk is down 3 at 1919 a hundredweight. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday that he was releasing funds for the Wisconsin Meat Processor Grant Program. Now, initially, that fund was going to include $1 million each year of the biennium, but the state legislature reduced that money down to just $200,000 annually. The meat grant program is going to be administered through the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, where all size of meat processors will have the opportunity to apply for the grant dollars, each facility qualifying for up to $50,000 for modernization and expansion of their meat processing facilities. We'll be catching up with the folks that make up the Wisconsin Meat Caucus, discussing what the grant program looks like, and also discussing how they continue to pursue funds, especially for the educational side of the meat processing industry, trying to encourage the next generation of meat processors to engage in the industry today. So keep your ear tuned in for more conversations with our Wisconsin Meat Caucus and how they're expanding in the industry right here in the state of Wisconsin.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Back in grade school, we were always taught to avoid run-on sentences. That's not a problem at Wiffle's Hybrids, since we're only focused on one thing, our high-yielding corn hybrids. Oh, and handling our own seed production. Oh, and staying independent in U.S. farm... Well, shoot. Turns out it's easier said than done. Wiffle's Hybrids, one thing done right, and lots of little things done right, too.
Have Prairie Exteriors add more value to your roof. Right now, get free gutters or leaf protection with the purchase of any roof. Imagine a new roof to highlight your home outlined by stunning, handcrafted gutters for free from Prairie Exteriors.
Improve the look and value of your property with one of the area's highest-rated exterior companies, Prairie Exteriors.
Prairie Exteriors, now that's impressive.
PrairieExteriors.com.
At Tom's Auto Center, we're known for being upfront with our auto repairs.
And name brand new tires.
Tom and Tom of Tom's Auto Center.
Goodyear, Firestone, Bridgestone, Michelin, BF Goodrich, Continental, and Kelly Tires.
We carry and install them all.
When you need new tires, Tom's Auto Center will make sure you leave happy.
Tom's Auto Center.
Off Highway 51 in McFarland, a stone's throw from McDonald's.
From her mouth to the field's ears, this is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hey, it's Wednesday. It's a Wiffles Wednesday during the harvest season. Time to find out what's happening as far as the harvest is concerned. Of course, earlier this week, we were talking about our crop progress report here in the state of Wisconsin. Maybe just a tad behind a year ago when it comes to something like soybeans, but definitely ahead of our five-year average. Let's find out what's happening with the harvest on a Wiffles Wednesday. Joined by Steve Quaddy, who is a district sales representative for Wiffles. And you guys been busy, busy. I suppose a little bit of rain wouldn't break your heart. At least it gives you guys a chance to catch up on paperwork, huh?
That's true, yes. We had a little break last week, but over the weekend we really got back at it, and things are going well.
Now, let's talk a little bit. Whenever rain starts showing up or weather conditions start changing, I always like to find out how things are holding up, Steve, be it soybeans and any shatter, or be it corn and any stalk issues. How are things going as far as the harvest is concerned?
Well, the harvest is going great. We're moving along at a great pace, and the stalk quality is a big concern this year because we put the crop through so much between the dry conditions, some heat, a couple frosts in there. Fortunately, though, this fall, for the most part, we haven't had any big wind events. So the plants themselves are hanging in there, but they've given everything they can to produce that yield that we're seeing. But there's not a lot left to the stalks. So we need to be timely in our harvest and get out and get after it.
Well, and like you said, there's no grass growing under any farmer's feet these days when it comes to the harvest. You've been pretty busy with a couple plots. Give me an update on how some of your hybrids have been performing. And a reason we're kind of focused in on that is geography has a lot to do with yields this year. If you got rain, if you didn't get rain. And you've seen some results on that.
Yeah, we've down along the state line south of Clinton down there, we've been blessed with some timely rains, and we've had plots, you know, up into the 260s, 280s. But then you get over into some rougher conditions, say Walworth, eastern Walworth County there, you know, you're down into the 180s, which everywhere I go, it doesn't matter. The response is the same. The growers are surprised and happy with their yields, considering everything they've went through. Then I got up north of DeForest, in that DeForest, north of Madison area, this week, and had some excellent yields, some side-by-side averages in the 260s. So it's really where you're at, where you're at in the conditions you had during the growing season.
Yeah, but your Wiffles hybrids seem to have been performing pretty well from what I'm seeing. You topped out a couple side-by-side competitor trials.
Yes. Our 3018, which is a 102-day smart stack, topped out some plots and side-by-sides in Dane County. 6408 on the full season side when I get down along that state line area, doing very well. And very consistent in several plots. Our 4198 is a 106-day smart stack, doing very well. And on the early side, we have two new products, a 2016, which is a 98-day double pro, and a 2648, which is a 101-day smart stack that are also doing very well on that early side for us.
Excellent. Hey, it begs the question now, Steve Quaddy, along with us from Wiffle Seed, one of their district sales managers. I'm starting to wonder about availability. You know, so much of agriculture has been talking supply chain issues. How about you guys with Wiffles? How are we doing if some of these hybrids are catching our attention? How are we doing on supplies for 2022?
Our supply production is all in most of it is in Illinois and into Iowa, where we had a very good growing season. So our supply is really good this year. It came off at a record pace. They're testing it and germing it now, getting it in the bag. And as of now, I think we're sitting very good on supply. But as we grow, our demand grows. The success we've had the last 5, 6, 7 years of growth, that puts more of a pressure on us than anything, so right. Which is a good thing.
Right. Well, yeah, right. But we do want to make sure we're thinking ahead because, like I said, more planning we do this year for next year, the better off we are. Steve Quaddy's along
right.
with us. It's Wiffles Wednesday. Hey, speaking of Wiffles activities, it's not all just in the field. I want to remind folks that we talked about it before. Homes for Our Troops, a special passion project that Wiffles employees have gotten behind. And I understand that one of the building projects that's supposed to be happening kind of in southeast Wisconsin, because of rain, got postponed till this Saturday. Why don't you tell them a little bit more about that, Steve?
Yeah, we actually did have a significant amount of rain over in the southeast corner of the state. And what we do is it's Home for Our Troops. We call it Serving Those Who Served. It's a big part of what we do, and proceeds from one or two hybrids every year go toward this. They custom build a home for a disabled veteran. And this year, it's over in the Muskego-Franklin area. And it was supposed to be last weekend, but because of the weather, they moved it to this upcoming Saturday, the 23rd. And you can find out more information on wiffles.com on that and how you can help. It's a volunteer day where we go in, and I think we're going to be landscaping and putting the finishing touches on the home that's again, specially designed to help him, Bobby, and his family, just make his life a little easier.
It's really worth talking about. I think sometimes those stories, we're a little shy about talking about them in agriculture, but all the volunteer time that good people like the Wiffles folks are putting in for Bobby McArdle, that vet that is looking forward to his own home. Again, they call it Homes for Our Troops. They'll be doing it this Saturday, and like Steve said, you can find more at wiffles.com if you want to support. All right, Steve, my boy, good luck on the rest of the harvest, and we'll catch up with you down the road, huh?
Thank you.
All right. Steve Quatty, our guest today, District Sales Manager with Wiffles Hybrid. It is a Wiffles Wednesday. And as we said, want to follow along with the harvest progress, you can always go to wiffles.com, or better yet, check in with good folks like Steve Quatty and your local Wiffles representative.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
At Dairyland Seed, we're proud to offer our strongest ever lineup of top-performing seed. So proud that we're just going to stop talking and let the results speak for themselves. For corn, 210 top 5 finishers in independent trials. Silage, 200 top 5 finishers for tons per acre, milk per ton, and milk per acre in independent trials. Soybeans, 46 top 5 finishers in independent trials. And alfalfa, a 6.9%